Let's cook. Another perfect example of having a head for radio, Richo, Adrian Richardson. G'day.
G'day, mate.
No.
Can you hear from your dad? He sounds fantastic.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he's quite the storyteller. I can't give him too much airtime because he might do me out of a job. How are you, my friend?
He had the skills for it.
Mm. How are you, my friend? You well?
Really, really well. And I'm loving this Brisbane day. I'm flying back to Melbourne today. And
oh, you're in town.
Beautiful. Yeah, I'm in town, but okay. I'm about to get on a plane soon, so I'm rushing off to the airport.
Okay,
but,
well.
Looking outside, it looks fantastic, but I'll just look at the weather in Melbourne. It's going to be a fantastic 9 degrees and raining.
9 degrees and raining. And then here we go. All you guys do is show off about how good Melbourne is. 9 degrees and raining. You go outside here in a singlet here in Queensland, but you're going home to 9 degrees and raining. I tell you what 9 degrees and raining is for me, a great opportunity to chuck on a roast.
Yes, and that's what a beautiful segue. That's how professional you are. We put straight into that one. And nothing beats a roast chicken, easiest thing ever. And my mum used to make this beautiful roast chicken all the time. This is the recipe that's going to be online. If you want the recipe, have a look online.
Mm.
But what, you know, there's a couple of secrets to doing it. What she would do is get the chicken and she'd buy a big plump chicken, make sure it's a big plump one. And she would get some butter and mix it up with a little bit of parsley, sometimes some garlic, and then she would put the butter between the skin on the breast of the skin and the breast meat. And as the chicken roasted, the butter would soak into the breast meat and soak all the way through it. It's just delicious.
Oh, that you do it every week. You make me so hungry. Temperature control is super important when you're doing a roast, though, isn't it?
Look, and depends what you're roasting. Look, a chicken's going to take about an hour in an oven at about 180 degrees Celsius. You know, if you're cooking like a lamb shoulder, you're going to want to cook it for maybe 2 hours, and you're going to need to have it a little bit lower, maybe at about 160 degrees. So knowing your oven and knowing your equipment's really good. But the other thing is, there's a couple of tips with chickens. Knowing when things are cooked is important. But, you know, if you haven't got a digital thermometer, which I tell everyone they should have, you know when you know a chicken's cooked when you can touch the thighs and your fingers can actually touch the bone?
Yeah, but I don't have the guts to do that.
Oh, you put on a pair of gloves.
I'm not talking about that. I'm not confident enough to do that.
You know, the other thing is we'll get a digital thermometer.
I have got one. Yeah, I got one for Christmas. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fantastic to use. But, you know, and the other thing with a chicken is the stuffing. Really important that you have a good stuffing. I put a stuffing in the recipe, which is the cornbread stuffing.
Mm.
And you can use regular corn that you're on the cob, just boil it up. Or you can use that other stuff that comes in a can with some breadcrumbs, some egg in there, some herbs in there, and you pack it in there. And the beautiful thing about a stuffing is that all the juices from the chicken as it roasts soak into that stuffing. So it's almost pull the stuffing out and throw the chicken away and you've got a great meal. But it's got all that lovely flavour and I reckon that's the best part of the whole thing.
How good is when you go and get a roast chook and you eat the stuffing?
Oh, that's amazing.
Oh, God.
It's fantastic. The other type of stuffing I love is the bacon and onion stuffing in there as well with bread. That, you love that one, don't you?
Oh, I love it all. I love it all. I love the stuffing of a chook. Just before I let you go, how do you keep it moist? Because chicken dries out.
Well, that's what the butter's for.
Mm.
The butter keeps the breast nice and moist. And with chicken especially, I always cook with the skin on. That helps to keep it moist. But it's cooking it to the right temperature. You've got a digital thermometer into the thigh, which is the thickest part. When it gets to 72 degrees, it's ready to go. Mm. And that way it's not overcooked. So the digital thermometer is your best tip, and I'm glad you got one.
There you go. Good on you, Richo. You go get to Melbourne. Enjoy your 9 degrees and your pouring down rain. We'll be struggling up here in Queensland with our 28 degrees today.
I feel sorry for you already.
There he is, Adrian Richardson, celebrity chef, thanks to Boss Restaurant here in Brisbane. We'll put that full recipe up on the website so you can go and copy it. There you go. Nonna's Roast Chook, if you're Italian, there you go.